This is the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Finance Committee. Special meeting of the Town of the Finance Committee for the Town of Discovery Bay. Could I have roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken. Let the record reflect that all members are present.
Great. This is the time for public comments. Is there anybody on the line that would like to make any comment on anything that is not on the agenda? Just for kicks, is there anybody on the line at all? Please say, I am, if you are. Okay, thank you. I'd entertain a motion to approve minutes as printed.
I'll make that motion.
And I will second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Presentations? Or just none? Discussion items. Item one, facility and parks rental fee, Monica.
Good afternoon. Before you, in your packet, you'll see a price change. So annually or as needed, staff will review our facility and parks rental fee schedule and adjust fees or make changes as we see needed as times change. So we have wanted for a while, we've never had a fee for special events. So we've come up with some pricing and verbiage to add to our fee schedule that we'd like to discuss with you, get approval, and some feedback. So I'm thinking the best way for me to kind of explain to you the changes we made without going through, you know, everything exact is just kind of point out the highlights. Will that work for?
That's fine.
Okay,
please,
great.
Please go ahead. Thank you.
So you'll have the facility rental fee schedule that we currently have that was adopted in February of 2019, and then you'll see a draft facility rental fee schedule. So we didn't touch the top portion for the building. Those are in place. Those seem to be working, but we did increase slightly the event lawn and barbecue area at the community center and added a special event. So along with the verbiage that you'll see on page two to explain what a special event, the definition of that. So we went very modestly from, if somebody wants to rent here at the community center, the event lawn and the barbecue area. So basically, the whole grass back part of the property here, we used to charge a resident $20 an hour, and we're increasing that to $30 for both areas. If you wanted just the event lawn, we went from $10 to $15 an hour, and same for the barbecue area. Then what we did was we came up with a daily fee. So just kind of gives the resident or anybody renting a slight breakdown if you or discount if you rent it all day, and then came up with a special event fee. So $60 an hour or $580 daily for the event lawn and the barbecue area. And the special event would be, just to summarize, defined as any group, club, organization, exhibition, something, you know, on a larger scale, with an attendance of 200 people or more at any one time. We also thought it a good idea to change the deposit for that area and give a range that would be at the discretion of the general manager, because depending on the event, there could potentially be more, you know, damage to irrigation, the lawn, things like that, than something else. So came up with that range.
Okay.
Any questions so far before I get too far ahead?
When you put down, and I'm sure you guys have thought this out, but when I initially look at this and I put down 200 is what defines a special event. Somebody comes in and says, well, I'm only having 195 people, I don't have to pay that amount. I think I don't know if that's. I'm sure there's a thought process behind it, but I look at that as a potential snagging point when you're trying to when we give people fees. Or am I reading that wrong? Is that not like a solid cut number? So if somebody has 199 people here, they pay a different rate than if they had 200 people here? Is that what I'm? Is that?
Well, I think that if I'm understanding, and hopefully this will explain or give some clarification.
Well, you know what? I'm not sure that it matters all that much based on the fact that it's really only about $5 difference, right? Per hour between the two.
Well, if you came in with your family, you have a large family reunion you want to have, and it's a family barbecue picnic.
60 people.
That wouldn't be considered a special event. That's why we added the verbiage in there, concert, picture show, bandstand. It's kind of specific. If you wanted to just come in with 200 family members,
I got you. No, it's okay. I get you. You explained it. I'm fine.
But over 200 people would be a special event. So if somebody came in at 195,
they could still. It could still be a special event, even if they only had 195 people, based on what they were doing. Also,
well, there's going to be. So one of the things that I added in here was that all rentals are subject to conditions of approval and deposits at the discretion of the general manager. Based on, you know, safety, security, risk of damage, or other potential impacts that may be caused by the nature and circumstance of the event. So we'll look at it as a whole, and we'll just make conditions and things of that nature as needed.
Right.
And we tell them, we start seeing 195 people here, we know there's 200, and we're going to charge you, or whatever.
Yeah. It's probably not that big a deal. I mean, obviously, if you have a situation where you're have a retirement party for somebody and they're inviting their company over from Brentwood and they live here and a lot of people live here, so there's 140 people out there, but all they're doing is barbecue and sitting on the lawn and interacting. That's a lot less risky as having a car show where they're parking cars out on the lawn, and it would vary depending on what the event was.
Exactly.
Okay.
And some of the conditions of approval could even be, you know, that there has to be a staff member on site, and you're going to pay for that staff member to be there. So,
special opening or lockup or whatever it happens to be.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I said, little clarifying questions.
Yeah.
So, just to back up a little bit, I know the purpose of this is to discuss the numbers, but some of obviously is going to be some overlay on procedural things that maybe the Park and Rec Committee might want to get involved with. But with that being said, if I understand you correctly, at this time, there is no requirement for anyone to pay any fees whatsoever. If you want to just come and use the facilities on their own.
Generous. At that 200 number, or if you wanted to come with a few people and use the facility?
Well, let's say my number is 50 people.
Yeah,
they can come in and use, the 50 people can go set up in the park, but they can't reserve any of that area. They don't get exclusive use.
Right, so the numbers come in or the fees come in when you want to reserve it, so you have exclusivity to it,
right.
Or if your numbers are in the 200 range. Is that
right? Because you could show up at one of our parks, and you could certainly use it, but if somebody has come in here, if and rented it, and they show up and you're there, you will have to leave because they have what we call a permit and proof that they have paid to rent it.
Right. So then to continue my thought process, so as Director Graves mentioned, the number really kind of becomes not necessarily about 50 or 200, because theoretically, depending on their event, you know, 25 people could require special attention as a form of a permit or other things that might require staff approval on.
Yes. Depending on what they want to have at the park, absolutely.
Right. So in which case, when they fill out their application, then they'll go through and you guys will go, you do your due diligence and determine.
And if we start seeing this as a problem, as far as I'm concerned, you sit down a chair, you just claim the space. You know, if they want to get technical or you start to put up a canopy, then you just claim an exclusive area as yours. Sorry, you got to rent that.
Sure.
I mean, if it gets out of hand. So that's where discretion.
Well, I see it more along the lines if alcohol is going to be involved, if it's going to be a private party versus a public party.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
And those are totally different paradigms.
So, you know, I want to have my I want to have, I can't think of a good example.
Anniversary party.
Yeah, and I just want to hang out on the grass with a bunch of people because it's outdoors and it's a nice day, and we just all show up here and hang out. That we didn't reserve it. We're just using the facility because it's a park and I'm a resident, and there's no fee attached to that. Because I didn't advertise it, I didn't ask, I didn't open to the public, I didn't invite people here other than by invitation to my little exclusive little deal. But if I want to use the barbecue area, and I want to make sure I get to use the barbecue area, then I have to come to you and say, I need to rent that area for that day for the event that I'm putting on. It could be a wedding. We've done weddings back here before. We've done funerals back here before. That's how long I've been here.
On their paperwork, this might help a little as well. When they
there's three people buried back. No, I'm just kidding.
When they fill out the application to rent, say the barbecue area, there's very specific questions on there they have to answer.
Yeah.
And we have in red and bold, no alcohol allowed. This would be a reason to lose your deposit.
Okay. So then another example is. Some kids come in town. Some of Joey's buddies come in town. You know, they come visit me, bring their my surrogate grandchildren. There's 10 or 12 of us, and I live in the condos. I don't have a backyard, and I say, hey, let's just go down to the community center and hang out at the community center. There's no cost for that.
Correct.
Okay, that's kind of what your point was.
Right. There shouldn't be any cost to that either, unless you decide no, I'm going to.
I don't want to interact with other people. I want the whole place for myself.
I'm holding a Joey Graves Foundation celebratory back there.
Right. Right, that's a different story because I now have opened it up for fundraising and other issues, and it becomes almost a commercial application
you
or a special
at that
event.
Point.
Yeah.
Okay. That's exactly right.
Okay.
So, any question about fees? Are you okay with all of what we've come up with? Any input on that?
You know, I have no point of reference. I take your word for it. I imagine you've done some due diligence before you even had the old schedule together. I'm sure you did some comparative studies with other parks and rec departments.
And it's all over the place.
I bet it is. It all depends on how much liability you want to absorb. Some places don't want it, so they charge enough that nobody does it.
Yeah.
But we want to encourage people to be here. So we don't want it to be prohibitive or a deterrent. So I imagine that you've looked into that, and as you did it, so I'm just going to believe that you've done your due diligence on this.
You know, I'll echo his sentiments. I think it's great that you put this together. I hope that we have conflicts and people, and we have double bookings.
Yes,
and that's a good thing.
And
so.
Pre-COVID, we did.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah, for Cornell and back here, there was a lot of times where I'd have to say, I'm so sorry, it's already rented for the day. So. I think the community just knows. We've never had a problem with that.
And we'll be bringing this before the park and rec committee as well. And then.
For further review and then to the board? Okay.
So the next part of it is a parks fee schedule, which is separate from here at the community center. So it's for the amenities at Cornell and Ravenswood. So what we did was left the pricing as it is for the tennis and pickleball courts at Cornell. Didn't really see a need to change that, but increased slightly the baseball field just from $5 to $8 just to change things a little bit. It's been a very long time since we've increased our pricing. We changed the Cornell Park shaded picnic area, was $10 an hour, now $15. And then, of course, that then changes the daily rates. And then added Cornell/Ravenswood Park, a special event, same as we did for the lawn area here. So with, again, same verbiage as you see on the other one. And for Cornell Park, the special event fee would be $60 an hour, and then a daily rate of $400. And again, really changed that deposit amount to have a range, just because there's so much, you know, before it was just $50, and there's an awful lot of damage that could potentially be done there.
What about Slifer Park?
We don't own Slifer Park.
I understand that.
So the county, if somebody wants to rent Slifer or Regatta Park, and I prefer them, I have a phone number and an email address from Contra Costa County, they have to go through them to reserve that.
Do they have a fee structure similar to ours?
you know, I don't know about theirs. I compared us to Oakley, Brentwood, Mountain House. I did those, but I can.
It might be interesting. It might be interesting to see what the county is charging for the same in the same market that we have a fee structure. Just
is there a possibility that since we maintain the fields on the county's behalf, we could also handle the booking of, you know, and then split the fees or something along those lines? I don't know if I'm going crazy here on my question, but.
Well, here's the problem. Brings up an interesting point. The problem is that if they rent the park out and they collect the fees, and then there's extra cleanup, extra this, extra that, they expect us to do it, but we don't get compensated anymore for it.
That is correct.
So that's an issue. That maybe we might be able to see if we can get the county to give us the authority to use a structure we have in place for those parks and be responsible for the rentals of those parks also. I don't know who you would ask that question to.
I have a contact that I work with very closely.
But explaining it in the sense of, first of all, we had a situation that made us think, we better take a look at all this stuff because we have to make sure that we have answers for people's questions. And secondly, now we don't have answers for two parks that we ultimately... The perception is we have responsibility for because nobody really knows who owns those parks except for us. And secondly, you're expecting us to maintain them and have them ready for special events and clean up after special events. You're not sending a team out here to pick up the extra garbage or whatever or dump it or whatever we have to do. How does that work? How has that become our responsibility? And their answer could very well be, that's just the way it is, because it seems to be their answer a lot. But you don't know unless you ask a question.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Look into that.
They might say, hey, take it. And we'll split the fees. I doubt
that. No. Split the fees. I wouldn't even go there. I wouldn't even ask to split the fees. I'd say, we have a fee structure. We'd like to make that part of our package for our town. Would you allow us to be able to put together a fee structure so if somebody wants to reserve areas or portions of that park, we can contract, have a contractual agreement with them. What was the rate that you guys came up with for, let's just for instance say when the Discovery Bay Foundation wanted to rent Cornell Park for the car show last week. What was the amount? What did we quote him? What did we quote that the foundation for that? Do you remember?
I think it was a little less than a couple hundred bucks.
With a $400 deposit or some sort of a deposit attached
to
it.
Yeah, we had.
So now we're at $400 for that same type of a rental. So and by the way, I didn't talk to Jim personally, but I have talked to people that work with Jim on all this stuff, and it's worked out really great for him. At where it ended up, because they have huge acreage, they have blacktop area to set up vendors' tents, they have plenty of parking on the outside, and it actually turned out to be a really good deal. It didn't happen very pleasantly, but I think ultimately everybody should be pleased with. And my understanding is that he's very happy with the arrangement that they have over there, and it's going to be phenomenal.
And he also booked it for September as well.
The same place. That's why I had heard that also. And he was able to expand up to 400 cars over there, where he was only talking to 250 or whatever he was planning on here. And so, you know, I'm sorry that we didn't have the time to really evaluate that, but I think it worked out well for everybody all together. And I'm glad we're having the car show in Discovery Bay, because I think that's obviously from the success of his Cars and Coffee, that's a really popular thing right now. People are, you know, the car. Mark, some people have actually cars that are finished and ready to show, and those people are really enjoying showing their cars.
Well, at $60 entry fee, maybe the town discovery should look at doing car shows here.
Anyway, I think that went. Yeah, I think so. Go ahead.
Oh, will you talk about me?
Anyway, okay, so I think I understand what you've done here.
Would you like me to do a little more check with the county and bring
numbers back?
You know what? I think let's just go ahead and move forward, because I don't anticipate that being something that's going to happen very quickly. So I'd rather see us adopt these fees now, and if we need to modify them in a future date, we find out some other information, we can do that. Does that make sense to you, Brian?
So here's the plan I suggest. Monica will contact the county. If any revisions are suggested or made, we'll have those in time for the Park and Rec Committee review, and then we'll take the park and ready, and then that night we'll bring it to the board meeting, and you will get another opportunity to see what, if any, changes were made, and another opportunity to comment on it.
Good with that.
Perfect.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Was that enough for item one? Item two, Contra Costa County Treasury moving to the town. Oh, yeah. Bring their money into the town of Discovery Bay. I like that. Moving the county treasury to Discovery Bay? I think that's what I read. I'm sorry. What would you like to talk to us about, Julie?
Good afternoon. We've been working over probably the last 6 to 8 months on moving the funds that are currently held in the Treasury Department of Contra Costa County. As we've explained before, they collect all of our tax roll for Zone 8 and 9, and they collect our account charges for both water and wastewater. And they hold on to our money, and we submit all of our invoices to them in a very antiquated way. That causes a lot of pain for the town, such as vendors getting paid on time. It takes us about 2 weeks to get a check. So if we take that check the day we get it, and we go over it, it's 2 weeks. And, you know, most things come in the mail. We all know about this. So anyway, we've been working on the transition. I've reached out to the county, and I reached out to them about 6 months ago, and I reached out to our attorneys, and I reached out to our audit firm, Croce, Sanguinetti, and Vanderveer. The first step was to get a financial policy. I'm pleased to say that the financial policy is in review right now with Croce. It's been sent to them. It's also in the first step of our management review. We've done a preliminary review, so that should be coming fairly quickly. Once those two reviews are finished, we will give to the general manager and to the attorneys. And we'll be bringing it to the finance committee first. So that's the policy. So then I reached out to the county this last week and spoke with them, spoke with the assistant treasurer, and had a little bit of a discussion on the exact process and what we needed. So what I wanted to inform the committee of today is some of the items that are going to be coming up hopefully in the near future. First and foremost, we have to assign a treasurer for the town. And so the board has to designate somebody on the district staffed for treasurer. Districts our size, that role usually falls under the general manager. We're too big. We only have one person that runs the finance division. That's me. I can't reconcile and be treasurer. So that role would likely go to Mike, and Mike's replaced there. You guys will do
just
that.
Just out of curiosity, could that be an assignment that would be assigned to the assistant town manager?
It could.
Okay. Since we have that position, not speaking in specifics of who's in the position, but just that position, that would also be an option, I would think.
It is an option.
Okay, great. Move on.
We'll need to do that by a resolution, obviously. Too.
Okay.
We will also need to do a resolution with the district's intent of moving away from the county treasury services. Now, this resolution, once the county receives it, they pretty much say we're done, but there's a couple steps to get there. We'll get the resolution through the finance committee, we'll get it board approved, then we'll need to go to the board of supervisors. And so I am working I assume, this is an assumption, that we'll work through Leah to get it to Diane, and we'll need their approval, their consent, to take our money out of the treasury and come to here locally.
Out of curiosity, did you get a feel from the county whether they were in support or against this, or was it neutral? I mean, do they care?
That was a funny conversation. The county is updating their accounting system currently, and they're going to a system from Workday, which is one of the up-and-coming cloud systems out there. Their system's 40 years old. they briefly were saying, oh, you're leaving us. And I said, and I explained why. And gave them an example of what it takes for us to get our PG&E bill paid on time. She goes, oh, I don't, you know, she didn't blame me. But she would, she understands, and she kind of gave me the impression that they kind of wish we would stay to go for when they upgrade their system. Now, I've done many of these upgrades with small companies, big companies. They're painful. And their go-live is next June. We'll see what they do. They've got a 40-year-old system that is going to be huge to upgrade. We've already been given a couple surveys. You know, how do you do this? What do you think of this? What do you think of this?
Are there any other CSDs in the county that collect revenues that don't use their system? Is anybody else busted out, per se, from the county?
Yes, there are. I cannot. I know there are. I don't have the names of them. I can get that just for and do some reference to.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if I don't, you know, I don't know how many CSDs there are within the county. I know there's some multi-jurisdictional, but I mean, like, all of our water competitors are all CSDs, right? Iron House and
wastewater and water.
Yeah. So are they? Is the city of Brent? No, city of Brentwood collects their own taxes, so they
correct.
Would have.
They're a municipality, so they're not a district.
But
they do their own water. And,
but they have a water district that serves them.
They have their own water department.
Brentwood does.
Correct.
But do they have their own wastewater department too?
I believe they do, yes, and their own garbage department.
So who takes care of Knightson and Bethel Island and
wastewater is Iron House, water is Diablo.
Okay.
I believe. I can't speak to Knightson.
Okay, so those are independent CSDs. How were they able to establish that?
They could not tell me how they established that. I know. I asked every CSD, how did you go about doing it? And they could not find the records how they did it. So I worked with them for a few months trying to find
But the good news there is precedent is set that we don't, there's no way that they could say, no, you have to do it this way. Well, no, well, you let our fellow board do it their way. So that would be an argument in our behalf. So that's good. Because I would say if they don't, then we need to check with Mountain House or other CSDs in the area that are comparable to Discovery Bay and find out, Lathrop, how do they do it, right?
I think this is just an administrative consent on behalf of the supervisors. We're not concerned about it. Don't think we're going to have to sell them on it. It's just an administrative
consent. So you think it'll just end up on their consent calendar and we move forward and everything transfers over?
I think so.
Well, that'd be nice.
Would there be a reason they want us not to leave? I mean, it would be.
The only reason would be because they're getting money out of us to manage our money.
But they're not getting enough to make it worth their time. It's probably more trouble than it's worth their time.
Yeah. Currently, bringing that up, Kevin, you had, Mr. Director Gray, sorry. You had asked me how much does it cost for them to cut the checks. I have asked my contacts, Leslie, who has more contacts that are down in the trenches, her contacts, nobody will tell us. I went through a whole year of reports from the county, printed out on blue bar paper, looking for fees, thinking, okay, where's it? I could not find that they charged us for the checks. I asked the treasurer, and she says, well, that's not my department. I only deal with wires. I asked the accountant who I work with, and he said, ask the